Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
As the eyes of the wrestling world look to the UK for AEW All In at Wembley, one wrestling promotion is celebrating a very different, very special milestone. RevPro marks its 11th anniversary with a loaded card at the Copper Box on Saturday. At the top of that card is my guest right now. He is the undisputed British heavyweight champion, Michael Oku. Michael, how you doing?
Tom Campbell. I'm doing great. It's good to be back on Cultaholic. This is awesome. This is great.
What a weekend coming up as well. You're taking that British heavyweight title into basically the UK WrestleMania. It really feels like that, doesn't it, going into this weekend?
Well, that's the thing. And here's what the big thing is, which is so frustrating, is that I'm not literally taking the belt into the weekend because Trent stole it. So he has it. But at the same, but on your point, oh my God, like there are metrics that you can use to say that this is the biggest weekend in wrestling history. And that's kind of crazy to think about. I think we're in the week. We're getting so close to it. But I think it's only until we're milling around different stations around London and everywhere we see a wrestling t-shirt is when it's actually going to hit us all.
That's going to be the moment, isn't it? Now, you're taking at least the thought of the British Heavyweight Championship, hopefully the actual belt by the end of it, the belt that you won from the great O'Khan. And I've done the research in this, Michael. This is a guy that you fell to in your first ever RevPro show, which is a beautiful synchronicity. Before we get to the anniversary, let's talk on that. That was quite a full circle moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the best unlikely but like perfect way to like complete a story, finish a story, so to speak, that we didn't even know we were starting 5 years ago. You know, it was a 2 minute squash match literally that I had at the Great O'Khan, but that was a snowball and that was my RevPro debut. But it was enough of impression to the promoter and to the fans in that night that I was given more opportunities, and that's kind of what started and made my RevPro career become what it's become. And then also it made sense for all the little pieces to fall in place where it made, like, I was the right guy to become the British Heavyweight Champion.
And what a legacy that belt has. It's been there since the beginning of RevPro's beginning. The likes of AJ Styles, Shibata, Minoru Suzuki, Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay, and now yourself. Which former RevPro champ, if you could, would you love to step in there with?
AJ Styles. And that's very easy. There's a lot of dream wrestlers that I have, and they've all been former champions. I've been on record to say I'd love to wrestle Ishii, who's on the show. I'd love to wrestle Tanahashi, who is a big influence to me when I'm studying wrestling. But when I've winning the British Heavyweight Championship, the thing that makes me pinch myself is I just secretly whisper to nobody but me, AJ Styles, because I can't believe that I'm holding the belt that AJ Styles also held. And he held it in the same month that he then debuted for WWE in the Royal Rumble. So that's the one that blows my mind that he held. And that's the guy I'd have to say, the dream guy that I'd love to wrestle one day.
When it comes to RevPro, like, you made your debut and you burned through it. And I've seen you up close and personal at North Wrestling in Newcastle, among other places. But there's a special energy about you, Michael, when you are part of RevPro. What is it about RevPro, do you think, that has made it stand the test of time the way that it has?
I think from RevPro, I suspect that I started from the bottom. And the fans have seen that. If you look at the smaller shows, the shows at the Cockpit, which would hold maximum 200 people in London, but they were monthly shows. We're telling stories. And sometimes a story isn't in wrestling. People hear stories being told, and it's like, you slept with my wife. It can be a lot more sport-oriented, just like someone who is coming from the ground up, slowly learning, improving. And they are seeing me literally improving. My career started in 2017. I'm debuting for RevPro in 2018. And in 2019, month after month, they're seeing me improve as a wrestler in year two of my wrestling journey and seeing me get better, seeing me get these opportunities and believing that I deserve these opportunities. So they have seen my nucleus to become where I am. So I think it's the connection of the fans that makes it, makes me a whole different beast when I'm in RevPro. When I come into a North Wrestling, I bring that. I bring that. Hey, I'm complete now. But it's with RevPro where it feels like it's more like, oh, here's my family, so to speak, when I step out through the curtain and see the family.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
RevPro's 11th anniversary coming up. Away from that for just a moment, AEW, of course, taking over Wembley Stadium as a UK wrestler. Very active on the scene, Michael. What does it mean for a show of this size to be taking place in the UK?
I want to say that, like, it's as a fan, as well as a wrestler, it's something we've been yearning for literally decades. It's something that I think we've proved that we kind of deserve to have for so long, and we're clamoring for it, that's why the pre-sale was incredible and unmatched, because this is just what we've been asking for. We've been asking for a high-level production, high-level company to just say, hey, we're doing a big show here. And we're going to, it's almost like, I can feel it, the fans have a responsibility to show you're not wrong by coming and deciding to do a show here in the UK. We're going to show you that you made the right decision, and we're going to show you that we're one of the best fans in the world of wrestling. We've got a reputation, and I think the fans are going to show that. And then as a wrestler, like, them being that close, AEW being that close to the UK, this is the first time they're doing a show in the UK. You know, I feel like I'm only a few steps away from AEW. I've wrestled so many AEW wrestlers. I've wrestled AEW wrestler this month. I've wrestled AEW factions. So them getting close to us makes it feel more of a realistic possibility that one of us indie schmucks could end up there.
Well, you mentioned being in there with AEW guys. Your mate Chris Jericho is at Wembley Stadium on Sunday, and he's facing old rival, friend, enemy, frenemy, Will Ospreay. When it comes to Jericho, he really gave you well-deserved flowers when you guys tangled in the States, and you ended up chatting at length with Chris Jericho. What's a piece of advice that Chris Jericho gave you, Michael, that stuck with you?
A thing that Jericho taught me from being in the ring with him is, it wasn't even like something that he said. It was just something that I felt. It was that, like, just trust is everything in wrestling. If you trust your opponent, then you can nearly do anything. There is so many things that happened in that match that we had where I just had to trust. And then on the flip side, here's Jericho, who's done it all. And he has to trust me, someone who he's never met before. And we're going to be in the ring together. And there's enough of a trust there. And I guess it's like the brotherhood of wrestling, where, like, trust who you're in the ring with. And then that you can allow then yourself to absorb the crowd, absorb the atmosphere, and then really create some magic. So that's the one thing I learned from being in the ring with Jericho.
Jericho's opponent, as we say, is Will Ospreay. He is at the Rev Pro Anniversary Show against Shingo Takagi. But for Sunday, I'm going to put you on the spot, Michael. Who are you pulling for, Jericho or Ospreay?
Who am I pulling for?
Yeah.
Who do I want to win?
Who do you want to win?
Please. Well, obviously, I've got the history of Ospreay where he pummeled me to pieces in front of my family. So I really can't say I'd want him to win. I guess I feel like a fool. I feel like a weird... I've got to say Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho is one of my favorites of all time. I know it's sacrilege because I'm going against the British guy at a British show, but I think I'm going to go with Chris Jericho.
No, you've stuck with it now. You can have wonderful, yeah, awkward conversations with Will on the weekend. It's fine. Fine. Back to Rev Pro. You're going to be facing Trent Seven following that shocking act of belt theft auto recently. Not only is Trent Seven back in the Rev Pro mix, but we've got guys like Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, the Impact Tag Team Champions. They're on the show as well. What does it mean to Rev Pro to have some of these guys who disappeared for several years to go and do the NXT UK thing? What does it mean to have those guys back in the conversation at Rev Pro as they turn 11?
I think it's a great thing, honestly. I know people are like, there could be some people that are like, we should keep them out. They made their choice. They got to live with it. But I think that would be ignorant, and you'd kind of be cutting your nose off to spite your face. What you should be trying to achieve is the best wrestling show you can. And to do that, you need to find the best wrestlers available. And Andy has not snatched up everyone from NXT UK. He's looked at the people who he thinks can fit within the roster, and there'll probably be more in time. And that goes for Trent Seven. That goes for Levi Muir, who there might be a chance that he's going to be managing or seconding Trent Seven in my time. I'm sure I've got to watch out for that. But then you've got Subculture, who, you know, they're probably maybe the best example of people who took that release on the chin. And in this year, all three of them, including Danny Luna, they get the Impact World Tag Team Champions as well as the British Tag Team Champions. That's probably the best people who have, like, you know, they fell on the right foot, and they're very much welcome in Rev Pro because, again, they're going to raise the quality of the show. And say what you want about Trent Seven, but that's the same thing. Just name value alone, forget about his ability. The name value of Trent Seven can't be ignored. And when you've got thousands of people coming to the couple bots coming to London to see some wrestling, they're going to want to see Trent Seven.
There's going to be a lot of wrestling fans in London on the weekend. That puts it very, very lightly. And there's going to be some people considering how they spend their Saturday night. Let's talk them into the copper box, Michael. Why should they be spending a night with Rev Pro for the 11th anniversary?
I just think that if you like wrestling, you are very likely to watch the best show of the weekend by coming to Revolution Pro Wrestling. That is not an attack or a dig at AEW. That's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see it myself. I'm going to have the time of my life. I've been to manias, and I think this may outdo any mania I've been to. But if you're looking from bell to bell, and then first bell to last bell, including the pre-show Battle Royal, I don't think that, especially value for money, that you're going to find a better in-ring product all weekend, let alone just on the Saturday, than Revolution Pro Wrestling. We're going to put it, leave it all in the ring. We're gonna make sure that that's the case. That's what we're competing for. Everybody has the same mindset to prove themselves in front of new people. We know we're going to be wrestling in front of probably thousands of people that have never seen us before live, at the very least. So we're making a point to take over. Not like NXT. Well, actually like NXT, because the same way that NXT takeovers have sometimes been, some people have said, have been better than Manias. We're hoping that people leave that weekend being like, oh my God, Revolution Pro Wrestling. How about that?
The game is afoot, and this Saturday, now we play the undisputed British heavyweight champion, Michael Oku, ahead of RevPro's 11th anniversary show. Thanks for coming on to Cultaholic.
I'm stealing that. The game is that's great. I was like, is he going to stay that way playing? He did it. So that's great. Thank you for having me, Tom.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.